Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 18th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. In 2022, a record high of 58% of U.S. households own stocks per the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances, up from 53% in 2019. This marks the highest ever recorded rate of stock ownership in the triennial survey, encompassing both direct and indirect ownership through various accounts, the Wall Street Journal reported. The 79th issue of the World Federation of Exchanges Focus, published in December 2023, covers the following topics: scaling climate risk disclosures for investors while addressing interoperability risks. Martina McPherson and Alexandra Pavlovskis, head of ESG products and ESG product strategy lead at SIX. Financial markets and allocation of capital will be an integral part of enabling decarbonization. As an exchange, our role is to provide transparency and integrity, create transparent markets to allocate capital in the most efficient way possible, and support corporates in their effort to decarbonize through different tools and services. Macroprudential supervision in Europe and the U.S., an institutional perspective. Dr. Christopher P. Buttigieg, Chief Officer Supervision at the Malta Financial Services Authority and Associate Professor at the University of Malta, compares macroprudential supervision in Europe and the U.S. Green equity, supporting the transition towards sustainable business models. Johanna Groenroos, Chief Development Officer at Lemoore Corporation, talks about the green role equity can play in supporting the green transition. Introducing the DVP reform of China's capital market. The DVP reform kicked off in December 2022 in China's capital market, making China the first market in the world to adopt T+1 DVP. 6 months after the reform, the market responded with positive feedback and stable operation. Disclosure to decarbonization, Bursa Malaysia's push for climate action by companies. Our market's ESG journey is not just about numbers and regulations. It's about a paradigm shift. It's about shaping a sustainable future where ESG data, environmental solutions, and long-term value creation go hand in hand. The Financial Times has published an FT Tech video report titled AI, a blessing or curse for humanity, that examines artificial intelligence's expanding role, prompts crucial questions. Is AI a boon or a bane for humanity? This FT Tech video explores the perspectives of prominent futurists and experts on AI's potential effects on personal development, employment, and safety. Veteran journalist Debbie Carlson wrote a piece for CME Group's Open Markets titled, How Sponsorships Are Helping Grow Women's Golf. The CME Group Tour Championship total purse is set to increase to $11 million, a significant jump from this year's total purse of $7 million. Notably, the champion will earn an impressive $4 million, marking the highest payout in women's sports. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Fields of Honor from Fields of Honor, Asia Pacific's ETF industry is taking off, says Invesco executive from the Financial Times. And CFTC wrestles with new clearinghouse models from FIA. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's another video from our FIA Asia coverage. Trading Technologies executive Alice Pocklington discusses APAC expansion and growth prospects at FIA Asia 2023. Trading Technologies, TT, Executive Vice President for Asia Pacific, Alice Pocklington, recently sat down for an interview with John Lothian News during FIA Asia 2023. Pocklington, who has resided in Singapore for the past 12 years, discussed her background and her role in overseeing and unifying the Asian region within TT's leadership team. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We also have episode 27 of Options Discovery. Options Discovery, episode 27, Intro to Options on Futures. Larry Abrams, president of Absolute Return Capital Management, discusses futures options trading and more with JLN's Esma Awas. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awas discusses a different type of option, options on futures. This episode includes a breakdown of what options on futures are, benefits they provide, some of the risks present, and more. Esma then sits down with Larry Abrams, a former floor trader and current president of Absolute Return Capital Management, and he shares more insight on futures options. You can check out Absolute Return Capital Management with a link in today's newsletter. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from USA Today. East Coast braces for possible bomb cyclone as furious storm roars in. A powerful storm driving gale force winds, heavy rains, and flooding was roaring toward a long stretch of the East Coast on Sunday, creating conditions for a possible bomb cyclone poised to wreak havoc ahead of the holiday season. My comment. If this weather keeps up, Rudolph is going to need to turn on the high beams this year. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, he built a trillion-dollar company. He wouldn't do it again. Jason Huang, the CEO of the year's most successful company, has a theory about the superpower of entrepreneurs. When he sat down in a booth at his local Denny's and began plotting out the business that would change his life, Jason Huang didn't know that his startup would one day be worth $1 trillion. In fact, the only chief executive in NVIDIA's history didn't know much about anything about what he was getting himself into. But if he had known 3 decades ago what he knows today, he never would have founded one of the world's most valuable companies. Quote, the reason for that is really quite simple, Huang said recently. Building NVIDIA turned out to have been a million times harder than I expected. My comment. It sounds like that million times harder came with the appropriate level of reward to make it worth it, though from a human level, you never know what he missed out on. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Why Financial Literacy Deserves Your Charity. Research has shown the wide-ranging societal benefits that go hand-in-hand with better understanding of finance matters. Amid all the excitement about inflation falling and the cautiously optimistic COP28 deal, last week's report from the OECD into international financial literacy levels unsurprisingly garnered few headlines. And yet for most people, the humble topic of whether they understand inflation, interest, and financial risk at a personal level is as powerful an influence on personal well-being as any globally dominant news event. My comment. Even non-charities involved in financial literacy deserve your support. Hint, hint. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story last Friday was from the Wall Street Journal. He's wanted for Wirecard's missing $2 billion. He's now suspected of being a Russian spy. Second was Bloomberg's via Yahoo Finance story. El Nino nears historic intensity with threat of weather havoc. Third was Reuters. OpenAI CEO promotes crypto project WorldCoin after fundraising report. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Power Plays, How Energy Traders Left a Country in the Cold. Pakistan, one of the world's poorest nations, thought it had secured natural gas to fuel its economy. Commodity firms had other ideas. Towards the end of 2021, in an office block above the luxury boutiques of Geneva's Rue de Rhone, Xenia Allen called her team into a meeting. Allen is the co-head of liquefied natural gas trading at Gunvor Group Limited, a Swiss-based commodities firm with customers around the world. Once everyone had assembled, she delivered a message to her fellow traders and analysts. Above all, she said, they needed to find more LNG fuel that's chilled to minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit and loaded onto ships for long haul, export, and fast. Russian forces were massing on the borders of Ukraine. One certain result of an invasion would be a spike in global energy prices. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, FTX files plan to end bankruptcy, pay crypto creditors billions. FTX Trading Limited unveiled its latest proposal for returning billions of dollars to customers and creditors, kicking off a final round of potential squabbles about how best to end the bankruptcy case of the fraud-tainted crypto firm. The reorganization plan left some of the most important questions unanswered, including whether FTX will restart its defunct crypto exchange, how the company will estimate the value of some digital tokens, and how much creditors can expect to get back. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, LME faces fresh worries about Russian metal after UK sanctions. New UK sanctions on Russian metals have caused confusion among traders and raised fresh worries that the London Metal Exchange could be overwhelmed by a glut of unwanted Russian aluminum. The sanctions published by the British government Thursday, with little fanfare, prohibit British individuals and entities from trading physical Russian metals, including aluminum, copper, and nickel. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.